I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM. And today we have Robert Grew in the booth with us. And he is with the ANAF, Unit Number 318, the HUT in Lenoxville, the Army, Navy, and Air Force veterans. And he's here today to talk to us about a very special award. It's a new trophy. So welcome, Robert.
Glad to be here. Okay. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. Very exciting. Now, give us a little bit of information. You've been with the legions in different places. You have a lot of experience. So tell us about your experience.
Oh, yes. I've joined the Legion back in 1962 in Valley Field.
Okay, and, back in 1962.
62, that's a long time ago. And, well, I've made my way through life and always belonging to the Legion, trying to help the veterans, because this is my motto. I mean, the only reason why I've been with the Legion and now with Anavet is because I need and I wish to help veterans and their family in the needs. And that's what I've been doing for the past 54, 56 years now. Like I said, I joined in Valley Field in 62, and I was, in the meantime, with the military police forces when I joined.
Okay.
And, I was transferred when I got out of the Army. I joined with the QPP, Quebec Provincial Police.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was Assistant Chief of Police in St. Catherine, Delson, and St. Constant for 3 years. And then I decided to come over to Sherbrooke. I wanted to start a paper, an ad paper. That was back in 1994. And I was still in the Legion. I transferred my membership with the Branch 10 Legion here in Sherbrooke.
Mm-hmm.
Probably everybody knows mm-hmm. that. It's too bad that they're closed now. And at the time, I was asked to fulfill the secretary's mandate office, which I did. I was going to be made a president for Branch 10, and I decided not to because they had a lot of people to take care of their branch, so I decided to go to East Angus
mm-hmm.
because they needed help.
Mm-hmm.
So I became president in East Angus, and I've been there for 10 years. And after that, I made my way through a Quebec command. I was elected vice president of Quebec command in 2005 in Rimouski. And then I was elected Quebec command president. And after that, I sat on the executive National Executive Council.
Certainly a lot of experience. Now, did you grow up in a military family?
Yes, I have. My family has a military background. All of my uncles, most of my uncles, I think 5 out of 6, went to war.
Okay.
And my father was a reservist.
Mm-hmm.
My two brothers were reservists.
Mm-hmm.
I was a cadet myself.
Okay, so you've been in the cadets,
yes,
since you were small.
Yes,
yeah.
I was commander of my cadet corps, the 24-25 in Valley Field. And I was decorated with medals as well, like other cadets. And I was, when I got 17, I had to get out of the cadets. I was too old. Then I joined the militia, which was the artillery militia we had in Valley Field at 61 LACAC, the light anti-aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't last long because they were transferred to Shawinigan. And then we had the Vendus, the 4th Vendus Battalion, that installed themselves in Valley Field, so I transferred with the Vendus. And I stayed there for about a year. And then when I got the age of 16, I said to Mom, I says, I'm joining in. What do you mean? I says, I'm going to the Army. What do you want to do there? I want to become a military police. I wanted to be an RCMP.
Okay.
But we were too rich, mm-hmm. so I couldn't pursue my studies.
Okay.
So
okay.
The best way was to go in the Army and get involved with the military police, which I did.
Good. A lot of experience.
Oh,
so
yes.
Grew up, you came from a family.
And all of that time,
mm-hmm.
Don't forget that I was with the Legion,
mm-hmm.
and I always took care of veterans. I've learned about veterans. I've lived with people like I was in the 16, 17, 20 years of age, and my best friends were 60 years old, 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They were militia people. They were 39, 45 vets. And I was listening to them. I was learning about their needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I got involved because of that. And I've been doing that type of work ever since. And I'm still doing it today. Because if you probably are aware of all of those Legion of Honors medals that's been given out to veterans in the region.
Mm-hmm.
It's me that have applied to get those veterans those medals.
And very deserving of them, too.
And
very
so far, we gave 9 out. The last 8 were distributed at the St. Michael Church last 8th of November.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I am in the newspapers requesting and asking for some other veterans that have participated in the Normandy landing.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't apply then, to apply now. And I got 4 that I'm working on that will eventually get the Legion of Honor.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Well done.
And if you recall, a couple of years ago, we recognized 27 Korean veterans right here at the Cenotaph in Leonardsville.
Okay, 27 Korean veterans.
Yeah, we had the red cap, the uniform, the red uniform coming in from Valcartier there for that ceremony that day.
Okay, and very exciting. There is a new award. It's the first time since receiving its charter in 1953, the Unit 318, Lennoxville, the Army, Navy, and Air Force Veterans in Canada, awarding the Robert Grew Trophy. So it's named after you, to one deserving cadet from the 2721 Cadet Corps of the Fusiliers de Sherbrooke. So tell us about that award.
Oh, this is a fantastic and I'm very, very proud. I must say thank you to the executive that have recognized my work, and because of that, they have decided to name that trophy the Robert Grew Trophy. 3 years ago, when I joined in with Annabeth here at 318,
mm-hmm.
I was invited by the president at the time, Mr. Beaulieu, to join in and to come to the BCS ceremonial.
Okay.
So I came along and I sat with our president, and we were received by Major Nichols at the time, and it was Mr. Mitchell was here then.
Mm-hmm.
And I've looked at the parade, and we were received very well. And besides me, there was a chair with Mr. Pesha's name on it, who was the Legion president. And like you know, every year there's a Medal of Excellency given by the Legion to one of the cadets.
Okay.
Okay. But that day, for some reason which I don't recall, Mr. Pelcia was not there. So Mr. Nichols saw my medals, and he says, "You must be with the Legion." I said, "No." I said, "Mr. Nichols, said, look at the crest.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Army Navy Air Force crest."
Okay.
But I says, "I was with the Legion."
Mm-hmm.
Well, he says, then he says, "Would you be kind enough to present Legion medals to the cadet?"
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course, I will do that. So I did. And the year after, I received an invitation, that's 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
to come over. I was well received. And again, I was asked to give the Legion the Medal of Excellency. People were there to give it to the cadet. And last year, the same thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I told the school secretary at the time, I said, this year is the last year that Army Navy Air Force veteran in Lennoxville will show to the ceremonial with empty hands. She says, "What do you mean?" I says, "I've been coming here for the past 3 years, and for 3 years I've been giving somebody else's medal, and we sit here as the oldest veterans organization,
mm-hmm.
and we come here empty hands." I says, "This cannot go on." So that same year, a month after, I asked my executive to pass a motion that I wanted to create a trophy,
right,
a perpetual trophy,
mm-hmm.
to be given out to all of the cadet corps in the Sherbrooke area,
okay,
which included 6 cadet corps.
6 cadet corps.
6 cadet corps, yes. We had the Naval League with the youngest one, the 9 to 12,
okay.
The Abenakis 110,
mm-hmm.
and we have the Frontenac,
mm-hmm.
it's also an EV League, 197. We also have the Rock Forest, Deauville, Army Cadet Corps, which is 2449. We got the 2721, which is the Fusiliers of Sherbrooke Cadets.
Okay.
And, of course, we have the 67 Squadron Air Force Cadet and the BCS cadet.
Okay, I didn't realize there were so many cadets, and they're doing well. They have a lot of members.
Oh, yes, and they're all in the region of Sherbrooke.
They're really within
the limits of the Sherbrooke City.
Okay.
I've put in a motion that Annavette, as of 2016, would be awarding a Annavette trophy. I have to specify that it's a unit trophy,
mm-hmm.
and to be remitted or handed to each of the cadet corps.
Okay, so the trophy goes to each cadet corps, and is there one cadet in it that's in particular?
You see, it's a perpetual trophy. It's a big trophy. It's
right.
A nice trophy.
Okay.
And that trophy is awarded to a cadet
right.
that
mm-hmm.
Is recognized with the criteria that we have established.
Mm-hmm. So what is the criteria?
You have to participate with your cadet corps a
right.
lot.
Participation very important.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You have to help the elders. You got to be known to help the elders.
Okay.
You have to assist to all of the cadet corps activities.
Mm-hmm.
You have to assist to all Remembrance Day's parade.
Right.
And you have to, and this is what I have added to the criteria this year, to that trophy, is that you have to have good notes at school. You have to go to school,
mm-hmm.
stick with your school, and be good at school.
So your academic standing has
definitely.
To be good, too.
Definitely.
As well as a lot of participation and going beyond that, too, to help the elderly to show up at the different
yes.
Armistice Day parades, things like
you
that.
You know, so they have to volunteer for mm-hmm. special events or special things to do with the elders. Because
okay.
I'm with veterans, and the elders are very important for me.
Mm-hmm. So can I add, too, that with the exception of BCS, all the other cadets are volunteers. With BCS, it's something that they have to do with their school.
Yeah, well, all of the other cadet corps but BCS are all volunteers.
Right.
I mean, they're not forced, like, to go in.
Mm-hmm.
When BCS, if you are students of BCS,
it's mandatory.
I believe that you have to participate mm-hmm. and be part of the cadet.
You're going to be giving it out, I guess, on the 21st. Did you have... a lot of applicants for this?
You see, the five corps will get each. They all have their trophy already.
Right.
Okay. I already have remitted
mm-hmm.
the one for 2449. And the next one coming will be Abenakis and Frontenac on the Saturday morning. And then I'm using the Fusilier of Sherbrooke, the 2721
mm-hmm.
corps, because... Why I'm using them to the coming out of that trophy
mm-hmm.
is because we're going to be using the Fusilier Sherbrooke utility facility.
Right,
mm-hmm. It's big, you know, armory.
Right, right.
So there's room for a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
and they have the larger core anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal. It's the first time Army, Navy, Air Force veterans has come out with a trophy. For the youngsters in the region. First time since we exist.
Okay.
Okay, so we were so busy trying to get our things on the way and to keep it running
mm-hmm.
that we forgot about the youngsters.
Right.
So being a service officer, being involved with the veterans,
mm-hmm.
being a cadet, I thought that it was time and great time and about time that we came out with something to recognize the youngsters, the kids, and those that are working around those kids to keep them out of the road, out of problems,
mm-hmm.
and in the school.
It's an excellent idea because you want to keep the young people involved. They're the adults of tomorrow who
definitely.
Will take
they're
over.
Definitely. They're the ones that are going to be our leaders tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yes.
So it's a wonderful idea. So each division gets a trophy. But is there one cadet in particular that gets something, or?
Well, that cadet,
mm-hmm.
like, because of the criteria that
mm-hmm.
I mentioned,
mm-hmm.
all of the cadet corps have the same criteria.
Right.
They will;
mm-hmm.
they are based on the same criteria.
Okay.
And it's their responsibilities
mm-hmm.
to choose one cadet
okay.
through the year to say, okay, this guy there should get the Annavette trophy because... she succeeded in meeting all of the criteria.
Okay, so it's the cadet corps themselves that choose.
Yeah, they
okay,
choose their own recipient. Yeah.
Okay, so it's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
So you're going to you're going to be busy too with all these events.
Yeah, because you see, we don't only present the trophy, but we also give a certificate that comes with the trophy.
Okay.
And that certificate is also signed by the actual Hot or Hanavet 318 unit president. It's a good thing to have in your papers when you grow older. And
it is.
Oh, you bet.
It's very impressive.
It is
your CV.
It is, and this trophy will stay at the Corps.
Right.
But we have a mini one.
Okay.
Okay, that is made and it's given to the cadet to bring it home.
Good. So that's going to be something happening every year from now.
From now on, it's every year.
Excellent. Excellent. So definitely a really big incentive, too, for the cadets to work hard. And
I've had the opportunity, I had to ask all of the cadet commanders to meet with me because we had to establish those criteria.
Right.
And I had to let them know that we had decided to do that. They were so happy, encouraged, you know. And they know now that we exist because this is something that I got to say. I mean, when I joined in 4 years ago, I've been in the Army and I've been around military all my life.
Mm-hmm.
So going around the militia here, the four militia that we have here, was very easy for me to establish contact as well. And I found out through the militia's officers in our Sherbrooke region, they did not know who we were.
Okay.
And we exist since 1953. They thought we were a part of the Legion.
Mm-hmm.
We're independent. We exist since 1812.
1812.
Yes.
Okay. Since 1812.
Our veterans are, we've had our charter in we exist really since 1840.
Mm-hmm.
Our members are from the 1812 war.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called the Army Veterans Organization then.
Right.
And then with the Anglo-American War, the Independence War, 1812, came in some Navy guys from England to help us out.
Okay.
So, and they were patrolling the Great Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, when the war was over, those Navy guys didn't go back home, so they stayed in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So our organization had to change its name from Army to Army and Navy.
All right, okay. So that's where that comes about.
Yeah, but
okay,
this is not
interesting.
It does not end there. Then we had 39-45 war.
Mm-hmm.
And in 46, after the Great War, the Second World War, we had to change our name again because we invited the Air Force guy in.
Okay.
So it's changed to be called today Army, Navy, Air Force Veterans in Canada.
Okay, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think a lot of people, and certainly, like, you're going to be recognized now, as you said, a lot of these other groups, the militias, didn't really understand that you existed.
No, but the thing is, since I've been in, I remember coming in, the only thing that was happening during the year in Lennoxville was the Remembrance Day on the 11th, and that was it.
Okay.
That's the only thing they used to do. And when I came in, I was made chair of all the commemorations.
Mm-hmm.
Then we started recognizing IPRIS. Then we started recognizing the D-Day in June. And then we recognize it's the 27th of July, it's Korean.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went on doing the 11th of November.
Okay.
And I was the only one that brought the Red Guard out of Quebec. I'm the only one that ever had the old Sherbrooke Hussars Regiment here for a parade.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the only one that took the Golden Book out of the city hall to bring it over here to the Lennoxville.
Okay, so you certainly changed the Army Navy Air Force
definitely.
Unit 318.
I've been promoting the Army Navy Air Force name and our objects and obligations to the public. Let me tell you that people are hearing us now. They're calling for help.
They are.
Now they know that we exist because people like you give us a chance to be heard.
Oh, it's such an important organization. I know you're always doing something for the community, and it's definitely a community-based organization. I think in the beginning you had to have a member of your family in the Army or the Air Force or the Navy, but I think now anyone can join. Is that correct? Or?
The Army, Navy, Air Force was made for veterans at the time. Veterans dying by the day, our organization have to continue. It has to be living to help the others coming in.
It does.
So what we did, so we expanded our membership to family. Okay. And then we had to expand our membership to people that, from the surrounding the community that like our ideas or wish to help veterans to join in.
Okay, it makes sense.
Oh, yes. A lot of people are answering. We have an executive, we've had for years and years. Who does not know George Beaulieu? Who does not know Gary Vance or does not know Peter Gooden? Here in the region, we are very participating in almost everything every year.
Good. About how many members do you have?
We got now 173 members.
173 members. Okay. Is it growing year by year or staying about
the
same?
Well, we're trying to get more. And we are getting more members. And what's happening is with my coming in, since I'm we have a lot of veterans that are French and now are joining me in.
Well, anything else you'd like to add before we go, Robert? It's been really interesting.
Well, to you, we have these ceremonies that are coming for the cadets. I hope people will realize how important it is.
It is important.
Oh, it is. And any people from the community that wishes to know more about us, please don't be shy. Come on in. We'll be there. We'll talk to you and come and see our museum. We have a fantastic museum.
You do have a museum.
Oh, yeah. Tim Belford is looking after it, and he's doing a great job. It's one of the most beautiful museums around, you know.
Right, and it's so important, too. It's really nice to have it in the building.
Yes, and we all have that in Lenoxville.
We do. Yeah. And the Army, Navy, Air Force, Unit Number 318 in Lenoxville, it's over on 300 St. Francis Street. And when are you open?
We are open from, I believe it's every day from 1 o'clock until closing time, which is 2 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay, and if somebody wants to get involved, should they just drop in or should they
just drop in and we'll answer them and we'll be pleased to hand them out a form to fill up.
Good. Do you have a website or are you on Facebook?
We are on Facebook and we have phone numbers.
Type in, I guess, Army, Navy, Air Force Unit 318. Yes. And you'll come up with a website and the same for Facebook. So that's great. And congratulations on the award and doing so much for Unit 318 in Lenoxville.
Yes, and I'm sure that my president, Mr. Kevin McIver, would like me to say hello to everyone and welcome everyone on his behalf to the Unit 318.
Okay, well, that's really nice. So everybody should make an effort to get involved. Give some support to the cadets because they're our future for tomorrow.
Yep. And again, this year I'll be at the BCS on the 19th.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for inviting me over.
Okay, bye.